Best day. Open your Bibles, if you would, to Acts chapter 4. I'm going to keep this brief, as brief as I know how. Always count on Bill, Don, and Mike. Acts chapter 8, verse 4. Since you're all comfortable, let's stand. We're going to pray one more time. We want to always remember whose word we're looking at. I thank God for his word. You know, he's given it to us, preserved it, and has given it to us, and then he teaches us it by his spirit. So that's what we want to pray that he'll do right now. And I'm going to ask Brother Nelson if he'd lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. While you're still standing, therefore, Acts 8:4, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Amen. Please be seated. So the context is very important. And very quickly this afternoon, I want to give you the who, what, when, where, why, and how. I think, by the way, when you read your Bible on your own, those are good things. You learned it in school, and they're good to practice as you read the Word of God to see what he wants to say to you. So therefore, they that were scattered abroad, if you want to know who that is, anytime you see the word therefore, you got to look and see what it's right. So you go back to verse 1. It says, Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. So Stephen has been martyred. He's been murdered for his faith in preaching Jesus. Now persecution was coming on the rest of the church, and they were all scattered abroad. Now the Lord had told them to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts, but they had kind of stayed at home. But now the persecution came, they were forced out, and so the who is the church. So the church, in verse 4, they were scattered abroad. So it was what was going on was that persecution was coming, trouble had come to the church, Stephen had been murdered, and now persecution was coming on everybody. So that's the who, the what, and the when. It also tells us the when because it was upon that persecution. And what did they do? They went everywhere preaching the word. This is what I want you to tell you. We talked about this morning about the missionary who was captured at gunpoint. They're still searching for him. They don't know what's going on with him. I don't even know all the details. I read that the Army Rangers were supposed to be involved now trying to help find him. But whatever the case is, that man and his family are facing persecution for preaching Jesus. Other places in the world, people are facing persecution. So they're in a place where persecution comes, but that doesn't stop the gospel from going out. As a matter of fact, historically and biblically, that causes the word of God to go out more. But what about here? What about where it's not illegal? What about where it is free? What about where we can go door to door and preach the gospel? What about when we have the liberty to do that? It's kind of crazy. It's kind of like in Jesus' ministry. There were times that Jesus told people, don't tell anybody who I am or what I did, and they go and publish it the more. And then he comes to us and he says, go, and we're like, eh. And so it's crazy that we're so upside down so many times. Listen, we have freedom. We have liberty. We have every opportunity, and so we want to go and preach the gospel. They, the church, went everywhere preaching the word. So who was it? Well, it was all the church. It wasn't just the apostles. As a matter of fact, the apostles stayed in Jerusalem where the danger was. The rest of the church was going everywhere else. So the church was going. And what were they doing? They were preaching the word. When I was growing up, when I read verses about preaching, I was like, well, that's the preacher's job. Like, the preacher does the preaching. And it was a long time before I learned that actually preaching just means to proclaim. It's to publish. It's to, we use the word evangelize. That's what it is in the Greek, euangelion. It's to proclaim or to publish good news. And that's something all of us are supposed to do, right? I love the old saying that evangelism is just one beggar trying to tell another beggar where they can find bread. And that's who we are. I was introduced to the bread of life through really my family and the church I grew up in. My grandma was faithful in the church. My family went to church. My Sunday school teachers, my pastor, my mom, my sister. There were people who gave me the gospel. And it's because of them I came to know Jesus. And God has called me to go and tell other people, to share the bread of life with them. And the same thing's true for all of you. I mean, I look around the room today, and I know some of you grew up in church. Some of you are here because somebody cared enough to bring you. You were a bus kid, for lack of a better term. And other people are here today because somebody knocked on your door. Some of you are sitting here today because somebody from this church knocked on your door and tried to share Jesus with you. And I'm just telling you that what we've been given, we need to share with other people. So they, the church, they were scattered abroad and went where? Okay. They went to Judea, they went to Samaria, they went wherever they went. So what's the takeaway for us? Wherever you go, take the gospel with you. We try to make that easy with the gospel tracts. And these are great tools. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I've handed somebody one of these, and when I walked away, I saw they were reading it. That's the goal, right? We want people to hear and believe. And they can hear whether you say it with your mouth or whether they read it with their eyes. We want people to hear the gospel. And what is the good news? What is the word that they were preaching? They were preaching the gospel that Christ died for their sins, according to the scriptures, was buried and rose again the third day. Who did Christ die for? He's the propitiation for our sins. But not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Christ paid the price. And everyone who believes, everyone who turns away from their sin and unbelief and trusts in him is given the gift of eternal life. That's the good news. That's the bread of life. He is the living water. And that's the message we want to take to the world. So that's the challenge this afternoon, is that you would be used of God to take the good news that you've received to share with somebody else. And today, maybe that's just as simple as leaving a gospel tract in somebody's car door. Maybe that's it. Or maybe it's that you walk up to somebody and say, hey, happy Easter, and you give them a gospel tract. Or maybe it's that you knock on their door and you actually have a long conversation with them. God opens up the door. Sometimes that happens. I can't tell you how many times we've knocked on somebody's door and they were like, I have been thinking about getting to church, or I used to go to church, I need to get back, or I was literally just praying and asking for God to speak to me, and then we knock on their door. I'm just telling you, whatever it is, leaving a track, talking to somebody, or whatever way, we, the church, need to go everywhere and preach the word. Amen? Amen. Let's stand together.